is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, the headline reads, Florida high school football coach removed from team after headbutting a player, telling another to commit suicide, blowing his nose on a student, and urinating over the bathroom stall onto a 16-year-old male's head.
Oh, my God.
I love this guy.
Gross.
Yeah, that's a football coach. That's the way they are. That's the way they used to be.
They've rammed their head into too many things.
And he's the guy that you see on the sidelines, like screaming at the kids, and the parents are like, "Dude, it's high school football. Calm down."
Right? Yeah, this is he's in Palatka, right? Palatka High School. Randall Gene Owens officially resigned.
His name is Randall.
Now, this happened back in December of 2017. The Department of Ed administrative complaint was filed recently alleges that Owens did all that stuff. And it makes the kids tough, man.
Seemed like a good idea.
Other accusations against Owens include handwritten notes from the 2016-17 season that claimed he played favorites with players and even forced some with medical issues to go out and play. Well, dude, that's the problem we have today. You know, there was something that says unrelated, it's related. There was something yesterday. This lady was getting a whole bunch of garbage because she has some disease. I forget what kind of disease she has that makes her very weak and frail.
Okay.
But she not only pushes herself, but pushes others to go out and do physical activity. And it's made her life richer. And instead of sitting, because most people that have what she has,
if you just sit around, you're just going to wither away.
Sit around and wither away. And people were giving her crap.
Why? She's just trying to do better.
Well, it's the same thing as this. Is this guy?
No, that coach is telling kids to kill themselves. That's a little much.
Not that part. Oh. This part. That he forced someone with medical issues to go out and play. Why not?
It depends on the medical issue.
Yeah, I had a coach in college, and she was horrendous. She was like a drill sergeant, and we were a national winning team, not to like flip my own hair. But I dislocated my shoulder, and I was in a cast. And she's like, "You can't just compete anyway." And I'm like, "Well, my limb separates from my body, so that might be an issue."
Well, you just put a little duct tape around your shoulders, you'll be fine.
Yeah, here, I'll pee on it.
All right. Andrew Wardell of Manchester, England has a rare condition known as bladder extrophy or extrophy.
What is that?
He was born without a pee-pee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where does it come out?
Well, I didn't look. I don't know.
Is there just like a hole up against the flat surface of his body? How does he go to the bathroom is what I'm asking.
Jeez.
Isn't this enough? The story?
When you tell me someone's not born with a pee-pee, I got a whole lot of questions that are going to follow that.
Well, I'm sure you can get his number and call him.
So we'll be detaching your sexual organ at the base by making incisions here, here, and here.
Got it.
Leaving a partial length of severed urethra to be threaded through a...
So he had a $65,000 surgery.
Whoa.
And has now attached a bionic unit that is covered, though, in his own forearm skin.
Nice.
A bionic unit.
He's been a virgin since he was for 44 years.
Whoa. How?
Yeah, his 28-year-old girlfriend. Now,
what do you mean how?
Now I have questions. He doesn't have one, never has, but yet he has a relationship with a 28-year-old.
Well, now that, I mean, he's got the bionic unit.
No, but that's now. But I'm saying.
Yeah, he got other parts of him that work. That's all right.
I'm saying he has a 28-year-old girlfriend.
And he's 44.
Yeah. Oh. And he has nothing. Anyway, so he says Viagra doesn't work, obviously. But he's got this new doodad, and
new doodad.
It's not only.
If you put a quarter in it, does it vibrate?
When they built it, I thought,
it's big, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So the problem now is that they made it really big.
Wow, is that a problem?
I was going to say worth every penny. That's 65,000.
It's big, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's like too big.
I'm shocked.
How big
ridiculous.
Is that? Do we have inches? Do we know?
I was gonna say, Joe's like, is there a photo?
Your penis out of your arm, your muscles, and your nerves, and then they take it off your bum and replace it on your arm, which is very strange.
Well, let me translate. Okay, so they use the foreskin, they use the skin from the forearm for that, and then they take the skin off your bum and put it on your forearm.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that sounds
because your butt has no. Seriously, I know someone that had that done, not for wiener purposes, but you have so many layers of skin back there on your butt.
Do you really?
That you can take, you can shave off multiple layers without actually like, and it'll regenerate back. So that's what they take from back there.
Oh, I see.
And then they just put tubes in, put an ear. It's like an electronic thing they put in that you pump up.
We need to kind of inflate it, if you like. But it looks, it feels, everything else is absolutely normal about it.
But it's big.
When they built it, I thought,
it's big, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Rick Stacy.